Morning. You know, you don't know what to expect. Welcome to the October 11th, 2018 meeting of the Code Enforcement Board. Meeting will now come to order. Madam Secretary, may we have a roll call?
Ms. Cummings.
Here.
Ms. Hines.
Here.
Ms. Hatch.
Here.
Mr. Harrington.
Here.
Mr. Jones.
Here.
Ms. Roby.
Ms. Roby's not here today. She was called out of town for an emergency. So.
Ms. McLean.
Here.
All right, so do we have a motion to excuse Ms. Roby?
So moved.
Second.
All right, motion Mr. Harrington, second Mr. Jones. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. So I want to welcome our newest member, Valerie McLean, to our code board, and we appreciate the fact that you're willing to serve and have given your time and made the commitment. Thank you very much. All right, approval of the minutes. Have we had a chance to read them? Any additions or corrections? Okay. Motion to approve minutes.
So moved.
Second.
Motion Mr. Harrington, second Ms. Hines. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. Does anyone need to disclose any ex parte communication?
Doug, you understand what that means? If you heard anything outside of the meeting about a case, just disclose it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
I been to a good party in all ages.
Okay, Madam Secretary, do we have any announcements?
Yes, we do. I will read only the cases that are in compliance since the final agenda was announced.
Okay.
Case number 10, CEB 0918-98940 North Halifax Avenue is in compliance 10-10-18. Case number 20, CEB 0918-117 East of 430 Goodall Avenue is in compliance 10-10-2018. Case number 21, CEB 10-18-134 1148 Ginsburg Drive is in compliance 10-10-2018. And case number 30, CEB 10-18-140 at 3011 Stanford Avenue is in compliance 10-10-18. Case number 31, CEB 10-18-121 at 1412 Edgewater Road is in compliance 10-10-18. Case number 32, CEB 10-18-122 at 313 Alisa Drive is in compliance 10-5-2018.
Okay, that's quite a few in addition to the others, so the agenda that was looking so long might not take as long today. We have no lien reviews today, so let me get to our procedure. Would the code officers come forward and be sworn in?
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony that you're about to provide is truthful, truth, and nothing but truth?
Yes, I do.
Okay, we will be calling cases by number and for the most part in order as they are listed on the agenda. If there are any attorneys present that need to be in court, we'll hear those cases first, or our police officers that need to get back to their assignments. We'll also forward those cases. When your case is called, please come forward and be sworn in. State your name and address for the record. If you are not the owner of the property, please state your relationship to the owner of the property. Our proceedings are recorded, so please speak into the mic. The board will hear from code officers first, and then you'll be given the opportunity to respond and direct all of your responses to the board. Witnesses may also testify following the same procedure. If we go longer than 11 o'clock today, we'll take a five-minute break, and anyone that's sitting in the audience waiting for their case to be heard can come up and give Ms. Barnes your name, and we'll try and get to those cases first, so you can leave. And hopefully that'll work out, but I'm hoping we'll get through by 11. All right, so no lien reviews. We'll start with our old cases first. Case number one is in compliance. Case number two, three, and four in compliance. We'll go to case number five on page two. Case number five, CEB 09-18-102, Janine Brown. Anyone show? Okay. Is Brown here? No. All right.
One moment.
Okay. Morning, Tony.
Good morning. Madam Chair, members of the board, Anthony Jackson, attorney for the City of Daytona Beach. We're here in case number five, and the inspector is Mark Jones. This is 616 Magnolia Avenue. Mr. Jones is, as we said before, and I was expressing to the staff that I would like them to go over the history of these cases just for the sake of our new members. And so this is one that's before you for imposition of a fine. So I will ask for Mr. Jones to come up and kind of remind us just a little bit of the history, and there had been a prior finding of noncompliance. What we're asking for, Mr. Jones will express he's had no contact with the owner, and so we're asking for a $250 a day fine to a maximum of $15,000. I don't know if there's any more facts than that since he didn't have any contact with the owner, but I will send to Mr. Jones to go over the case.
Okay.
Mark Jones, Code Enforcement, City of Daytona. Good morning. This case was opened back in June. We generated a violation, a notice of violation, which was returned. So the property was posted on August 2nd. The compliance deadline was August 16th. Have had no contact from anyone in regards to this property. And as we stated, we're looking for a fine of $250 a day with a cap of $15,000.
All right. Any questions? All right. The chair will entertain a motion to impose a fine of $250 per day against the respondent, effective today, October 11th, 2018, and continue until compliance is achieved or reaches the maximum $15,000. Is there such a motion?
Second.
Motion, Mrs. Himes, second. Mr. Jones, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. Case six is in compliance. Case seven, CEB 08-18-90, Robbie L. and Robert Gilman. Respondent present. Is here last time, but not here this time. Okay.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for imposition of a fine. The inspector is Mike Fitzgerald. Mr. Fitzgerald will tell you that now that they have made substantial progress, they're 95% done, and he will be asking that it be amended to the next cutoff. I will ask Mr. Fitzgerald to give the history of this case as well.
Good morning, Mike Fitzgerald, City of Daytona Beach Code Enforcement. My credentials are on file with the city.
Good morning.
Good morning. The case started in 2015-2018. Notice of violation was issued to 220. And the gentleman was, he's been here before. He
right.
went into the hospital for a heart condition, and so it took a little bit more time than usual. But he's also been doing a better job. He's sanding the house down. He's pressure washing. He's going above and beyond, so it's taking a little bit longer. They were even working yesterday out in the rain. You'll see those photos.
Okay.
This was yesterday. So everything else is done except for this one side. He's out there pressure washing and sanding. So it should be compliance by next cutoff.
Next cutoff. Okay.
Can you explain to me what that means?
Is that a rental? Are there rental units there?
Those are two rental units.
Two rental units.
There's no one renting it. It was his brother was living there. Well, there's two units.
Okay, thank you. Mr. McClain, if what we mean by the next cutoff is we're giving him extra time, there's a cutoff date before the meeting where if they're in compliance, then the show off is compliant. We don't hear anything more about it.
Did you give her the list of the dates?
Yes.
So yeah,
she
got that.
The next payment she got.
Okay. Where are we here? Okay. All right. The chair will entertain a motion to amend the previous order of noncompliance and allow respondent until the next cutoff date, which is 10/31/18, or be returned to a subsequent meeting for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day until compliance is achieved. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion, Mrs. Howe, second, Mrs. Himes, all in favor say aye.
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 Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. And I think that was seven. Case 8 is in compliance. Case 9, CEB 09-18-92, Bernard Martin. At 135. Okay, he's here. He was here last time, too.
Come on up, sir. Are you here for this case? Come on up.
Yeah, I'm on. Come
on up here. She'll swear against you.
Is your name Mr.
Yes, I'm Bernard Martin at 135 University. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, we'll hear from code enforcement, and then we'll give you a chance.
Okay. Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for a couple of issues. It had a dual order. The first part of the order was that the respondent was to ordered to apply for permits before October 3rd. And then the second portion of the order was that we would make a determination of a compliance date. The inspector is Steve Alderman. Mr. Alderman reports that the respondent did not apply for permits. And up to this point, Mr. Alderman knows of no action that the respondent has taken. The inspector is asking for, on that portion of the order, for a finding of noncompliance and a $200 per day fine to a maximum of $10,000. Should the respondent go out and obtain these permits as soon as possible, we're asking for the ultimate compliance date to be by next cutoff. I will turn to Mr. Alderman to remind you of the history of the case. Unless you have some other questions for me.
There was a question, and I think Mr. Alderman can probably talk about this last time, about whether or not the city was pursuing demolition.
For the record, my name is Steve Alderman.
Good morning.
City of Daytona Beach, Neighborhood Services Inspector for the city, for the police department, and my credentials are on file. And yes, I did go down and talk to Bo, and Bo simply suggested that he needs to get a contractor with a permit in place. There would be no reason for them to intervene until that is started.
Until they get a contractor?
Sure. I did talk to him.
Okay.
Can you tell us the history of the case?
Yeah, go ahead. You
okay.
Tell
yeah, for the identification of the new member, this was opened up on 3/6/18. A wall had fallen on the south side of the building, and I was referred by permits and licensing staff to go over there and do something to intervene. Its address is 135 University, and the structural wall fell, rotted overhangs, fascia, support wall. A certified letter was sent on 3-6 of 18. It was posted stop work order on 9-12-18 because work was done without a contractor and very poor construction techniques. I had plenty of verbal communication with Mr. Miller. He's been trying to do things but hasn't come up with the permit yet. And at this point, I guess...
Mr. Martin.
So that's all for me for the moment.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Martin, what would you like to tell us?
Well, I have done some things that I know I could do. As far as getting someone, as you just said, a contractor, I didn't realize... Subcontractor, you know, everybody advertises themselves as a contractor, but when you actually get down to it, they're not, they're subcontractor type people. I've been in touch with people I know, and they're going to recommend a real contractor that owns a corporation in Holly Hill that has a general contractor. I don't know his name. I've been busy with personal things, as far as an ex parte on some of my family. And just the other day, actually. So I'd like another 30 days to be able to, without a fine, to give Mr. Alden a call, because I keep in touch with them as much as I can. And... correct. And so I'm trying to avoid anything. I'm just haven't been able to put it all together. But there's a big wall around the house. The wall he's talking about is the side of the house that the porch comes out, and that's the wall. It's not the wall on the street.
Okay.
But I've taken all that, had that all painted, hired a painter and everything, and cleaned up the yard as much. But I'm in and out of town, even though I own it, and I live with my brother. I'm left it from my brother a lot of the times, and he's the one that's in ex parte. So I'm... doing the best I can do. That's about it.
So you own the house, and you don't live there?
I live there, but as far as when I'm in town, but uh-huh. I'm out of town a lot, or I come in at night.
Does someone else live there?
Me and my brother.
Your brother.
That's
okay.
It. Yeah.
Okay.
And I didn't realize.
And he's there all the time.
Well, I guess because years ago he had a drinking problem and did 6 years dry.
Okay.
But. You know, I didn't realize what had transpired until all this came down as far as taking responsibilities.
Okay. Well, you need, I mean, it's a very serious, as I said last time, it's a very serious issue and a serious code violation, especially if the city is going to look into pursuing demolition. So you need to take very
seriously. Well, I was
serious.
The one that brought that up.
Well, whatever. Very seriously.
Now, there is, see, that's the thing.
And no excuses.
No, but what had happened was, being local, my brother knew Eric Berkshire, or whatever that management company is, and his father or brother, I'm not sure, I only met him a couple times, said that, well, we can work under a contractor. Mm-hmm. And he's got it, you know, it's stable, believe me, but it's not up to this code in this town. And try to find him.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's not that I haven't done anything.
Okay.
I have a question.
Go ahead, Mr. Harrington.
If you could clarify. The permits, we have we determined that he has to have a general contractor to do this work? And if that's the case, who pulls the permit? he or the contractor?
He's responsible.
Because the problem, it seems to me, he hasn't hired a contractor, so obviously he's not going to get any permits.
Right, but he is responsible for hiring the contractor, right, and the permits to be in his name. Isn't that right? Yeah.
Somebody has told me that I can file and hire subcontractors since I own the property. I don't know. Yeah. I keep hearing all these things.
Yeah. Well, if you talk to your code officer, I'm sure he'll tell you what you need to do.
Yeah, you should have that clarified, whether you can pull them or the contractor.
Because my paperwork says licensed contractor.
Correct.
Not general.
Right. Okay. Mr. Jessmer, Officer Jessmer, what? Anything?
I was just going to say that if he wants to...
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Officer Jessmer, the police department. And I'm not the inspector by any means, but I would think that if he would have went down to permits and licensing to apply for the permit like he was asked to do or told to do,
yeah,
they would have told him what he needed.
Yeah.
And that's why we're asking for what the inspector's asking.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Any more comments? All right.
The gentleman that did do the work did give me a little thing. It was done by an architect, but it was very well done. And I filed that with the permits. 3 weeks later, I heard from a gentleman in Tehran saying it doesn't show enough of the stairs. So okay. It's...
Right. Okay. I think we've heard enough at this point. The chair will entertain a motion to impose a fine of $200 per day, up to $10,000, effective today, October 11th, to apply for permits. Just to impose a fine of $200 a day, up to $10,000, until compliance, which is the permits are applied for, or it reaches the maximum of $10,000. I know that's confusing.
Can you read that to us?
That needs to be filed. Is there a date, or we're just...
Well, I will...
Excuse me. I need to... Right.
Well... All right. Oh, sure. Madam Chair, this situation, this is the order for the permits is the board's order.
Right.
And it's a two-stage order. The ultimate compliance will be when the permits are filed. That's
right.
by our understanding. The partial order is for him to apply for permits. So he just has to apply for the permits to satisfy their partial order.
Okay.
And that's one of the things that this has been since March notification.
Yes, well, yeah, we know.
And so that's the first part. Then the other issue would be determining when you want him in ultimate compliance. And part of the problem, of course, is without him having permits and knowing the scope of the work, it's hard to really have a true time period. We believe it's reasonable, based on the inspector's report, we believe it's reasonable for him to be able to comply if he gets going doing what he needs to do to comply by next cutoff. So one, we're asking to address the issue of noncompliance as to failing to apply for a permit.
Okay. So that's the motion that we'll do right now. Chair will entertain a motion to impose a fine of $200 per day against the respondent, effective today, October 11, 2018, and continue until compliance is achieved or reaches a maximum of $10,000. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Mrs. Stein, second. Mr. Harrington. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Now, the second part of the motion is to amend the previous order of noncompliance.
Apparently, we don't have a compliance date. I didn't look back to...
We do not.
Okay, so it's actually to get a compliance date for the ultimate compliance of this case.
So the second part then will be at the next meeting to set a compliance date. Would that be right?
You can do that, Madam Chair. What you'd be doing is basically continuing that portion of the order, which is fine if that's what you choose. Of course, it's fine if that's what you choose to do.
The options, as the way I see it, would be to either set a compliance date based on the reports you received today, continue the determination of a compliance date to the next month,
okay.
Or
the
whenever.
Compliance date will change based on if it gets the building permit.
Very
location,
likely.
So.
Okay. I agree with that, Mr. Sino.
So you do what this is asking now?
Well, the two options. I think what Mr. Sino is suggesting, and I agree, is that the likelihood would be that if indeed he runs out and obtains a permit, so maybe you want to, if you, maybe definitely, wow, probably continue the determination of compliance date would probably be.
That's cut off.
Which actually it's going to give him even a little bit more time, but at the same time, I think anyone smart at this point would not want this fine to continue to run and get on the move to get the permit.
All right. So the next motion. Chair will entertain a motion to continue the determination of a compliance date until the next meeting, which is November 8th, 2018. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Harrington, second, Mr. Jones. All in favor say aye.
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 Like, sign, opposed.
Okay,
can
I ask a question?
Motion carries. Now, if you have questions now, we've heard the case. If you have questions now, you need to get with Mr. Alderman, and he will explain to you what needs to be done and how you can do it.
I just wanted clarification of Mr. Harrington. I need general contact.
Yeah, I need to talk to him.
Yeah, we can't give you advice on what you need to do. Okay. All right. Let's see. I guess for case number 10 is my compliance. Case number 11, CEB09-18-114, P.D. Miller. P.D. Miller? I'm sorry if I mispronounce it. P.D. Miller.
State your name and address.
Yes, I'm P.D. Miller. I live at 220 Lindhurst Drive, on the beach.
Raise your right hand. You sign with your affirmative testimony that you're about to provide is true, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Thank you. Thank
you. Okay, we'll give you a chance to respond after we hear from our host.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for imposition of a fine. The inspector is Steve Alderman. Mr. Alderman reports that the property remains in non-compliance. He still does not have his rental license. The issue he has remaining is that he needs screen. This case has been going since January of 2018. The inspector is recommending that a fine be imposed of $100 per day to a maximum of $15,000. And I attend to Mr. Alderman so he can give any additional history that you would need.
Good morning again.
Good morning. I don't have to redo everything for my name. I opened this in it was January of this year. He was going through a eviction, so there was some time period there where he couldn't gain access. Immediately after that, the house was re-rented. But
so he evicted one tenant, and then another one came in.
Correct.
And this is all without the rental inspection.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. Now, I did do a, and I'm also kind of multitasking on this one. I'm trying to complete a rental inspection as well because all of the issues involved in my notice of violation affect the rental. Mr. Miller has been in arrears for the city from 2015 for fees to the city. He did pay them up. But talking to Karen Baum after the last inspection that I didn't do, she said that he now owes in October, at the end of October, he owes another additional year. So that's where we're at for the money, but at least the money has been addressed and brought somewhat up to date.
Okay.
He does have, the screens are the main issue. When I went out there, I think it was Monday at 2 o'clock, the screens were not done, and I thought sure they would be. There's a couple of other small issues that are electrical. One of them is on the hot water heater. That's the main one. And you'll probably see that. There's a, that's a picture of that one. I did not go in on my last inspection simply because the screens were not done. Now, Mr. Miller did ask me back on the rental inspection that I did the first one on 9/12, who would it recommend to get screens. I recommended Ace Hardware, Home Depot, Lowe's, the usual. Now, he told me when he came, when on the last time I saw him, that he couldn't get screens from Ace for 2 or 3 weeks processing. Well, I just called Ace this morning because I deal with him a lot, but not on screens. I just called Ace at 8:05 this morning. I talked to a lady named Ray. She told me that they could have the screens done within 3 to 5 days, your color of aluminum, bronze, or white, up to you. It's that quick. All they need is a man.
Okay.
So it should have been done. And the other one, I didn't go in to verify whether it's done or not.
Okay, so we have on here smoke detectors, roof and flashing.
There was one, yeah, there was one smoke detector that needed to be moved to a different location.
Okay.
But I believe Mr. Willis has replaced that. I just didn't go in and finish my inspection on that.
All right. You talked about the water heater wiring, illegal wiring under the kitchen cabinet.
I believe that's been removed, but I have not verified.
Okay, so nothing's been verified. Kitchen drain leaks, not verified, and he does not have his rental license.
Correct.
But he hasn't had the inspection. Okay, thank you. Mr. Miller.
Yes, I'd like to reply.
Okay.
When I first heard about how much money that I owed to the city for all of this, I immediately went and paid.
Mm-hmm.
It was $474.50. I asked them, please tell me everything I owe and I'll pay it. And
right.
I did. And I only heard just last week from Steve when we were at the house the last time, oh, but you owe more. So I contacted Karen Baum, found out that I owe for 2019. Which I intend to pay forthwith. So that's the situation.
Okay.
The kitchen drain did have a small leak. I replaced the pipe that was leaking, and it no longer leaks.
Okay.
So that is in compliance when we have an inspection. The electrical wire under the cabinet in the kitchen, I removed that wire completely. So that is in compliance. And when it's inspected, it's tested. The wire on the hot water heater, I took a look at that with Steve Alderman. And since then, I went to Lowe's. I bought the parts that I needed. I went in. I repaired it. Connected it together perfectly. It is actually repaired and in compliance. Also needs inspection. Let's see that. The smoke detector, bought another smoke detector. Put it up between the two bedrooms where he told me to put it and tested it. It works. So that's going to be fine. The screens. The problem with the screens were a former tenant a couple years back felt the screens were ugly. They were sort of old and raggedy. So at his own discretion, he took all the screens out, including the frames, and threw them away. So there I had a house that needed 12 screens, and I had no frames. And so I did go to Ace Hardware in Ormond Beach and asked if I could have frames. And they told me, well, first, you need to have sample template frames made to be sure they're the right size. So please go measure your windows, come back to us. There are 4 different sizes. I measured. I had to make the frames, paid a deposit for it, brought it to the house, and only one of them was exactly the right size. The other ones were like 1/8 inch off, 1/4 inch off. So I remeasured it, and I went back to Ace Hardware, and I gave them a sheet to go along with the order. It looks like this, the exact frame size, which is the top, the dimensions, how many I needed of each, and said, please make these frames. They said, fine, Mike is our frame guy, he works part-time, it should be done by Sunday or Monday. That was last week, or this week. So I called on Monday, and Mike said, that yes, they're in the process of making it, and it should actually be done by today, this afternoon. So the only thing that's outstanding are the frames, which I have proof of. I have the order from him, a copy of the order that I gave, and I have even the date of the order on it. Actually, I made the order on September 26th. That's their order form. And they're still working on it. So when I go and pick up the frames, I will bring them to the house, put them in, and everything must be done, and I'll call Mr. Alderman, please call the inspector.
Okay, so do you have a tenant in there now?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Any comments or questions?
I have one. Mr. Miller, when you were here before, you were trying to evict the last tenant, and you were told that you had to have an inspection before you could have another tenant in your home. How many years have you had this house rented out?
Okay, well, first of all, the premise that I was evicting a tenant is actually incorrect, a misunderstanding perhaps. The tenant decided to move out, and because I stated to him, because I saw that he did a lot of damage in the house, I stated to him that I would inspect the house and find out what damages I needed to deduct from the security deposit, which made him angry, and he went through the house and damaged certain things.
Well,
and called the inspector.
That being said, prior to renting it to him, did you have a rental license?
The problem with the rental license is I tried to get a rental license years ago, and I was told you cannot get a rental license until you're inspected. So I
right.
set up inspections, and for one reason or the other, the inspection never took place. One time I showed up, nobody showed up. The next time, he called and said he couldn't come.
Okay.
The next time, there was an inspection set up, and he called me in the morning and said that he had a problem.
Can you answer my question? How many years have you had this rented out?
I've had it rented out for quite a few years.
Okay. And in all of those years, you've not had a rental license. Is that right?
I did not realize that I needed a rental license
okay.
while it started.
Any other questions or comments?
When did you first realize that you needed a rental license? Could you approximate date?
Well, I was told, actually, that I needed a rental license to have a tenant in when Steve Alderman told me a few months ago. Until then, it was quite clear that I was renting it and that we were working on inspecting it.
So
okay, the date that you were notified about this is in January 2018. So
right.
We're now in October.
How many different tenants have you had since Steve told you you needed a rental license?
The one that left plus this one.
Do you have other rentals?
No, I do not.
Okay.
Okay. Any other questions? Comments? All right, the chair will entertain a motion to impose a fine of $100 per day against the respondent effective today, October 11th, and continue until compliance is achieved or reaches a maximum of $15,000. Is there such a motion?
Second.
Motion, Mrs. Heim, second, Mrs. House. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. All right, we'll move on to our next case. That would be number 12, CED 0518-53, James Lambert.
Oh, here's this thing again. Here's this thing again for the.
Take your name and address.
James O. Lambert,
1791 Waterfall Avenue. It's not a relic. I do. Thank you. Okay. We'll let Mr. Fleeg and Mr. Jackson talk. Let's all
on
here for a minute.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for the position of a fine. The inspector is Tom Fleeg. Mr. Cleve reports that the property remains in noncompliance on the issue of getting the permit final. The intent or the effort was made to get it final, and the inspection failed. So it remains still unfinal, and Mr. Klieg is recommending amending to the next cutoff for him to make whatever necessary corrections to get this permit final. I will turn to Mr. Klieg.
Good morning, Officer Klieg, Code Enforcement. This case started as a complaint driven by this gentleman putting up stairs and a deck without a permit. And it started in December 21st, 2017. The contractor told me and the building inspector told me that he just failed Wednesday because the stairs, I believe, weren't anchored down properly. So he needs to get a re-inspection on that. That's what I think we're waiting on.
Okay.
Yeah, which means the contractor told you that the stairs were not anchored.
No. Our building inspector did.
Oh, the building inspector.
Yeah. Okay. That what happened with the contractor, again, he did this work after he jumped. And everything was going fine. It looked like it was going to get final.
Hey, Mr. Lambert.
Oh, the first inspection failed. There were three items, one of which was this clamp in terms of how it's attached to the cement. But he explained to me, and he's also got it done to our architect, that the clamp metal there are supposed. So it's just a question of, I guess, paperwork. Then the other fact is also pretty clear. And he has called back and has a Monday to get a re-inspection, but they had so many other things going on. So I guess nothing's ever happened. And I looked this morning and the cement is still there. And it's supposed to clear up everything. So we had no re-inspection.
You've applied for a re-inspection.
Yes, and the cylinder's there and everything has been there since months ago.
Okay, I mean, this just seems like it's taking forever.
It has taken forever.
And the issues, I mean, it's just really dragging for some reason.
Well, one of the big issues was we had to have another complete.
Yeah, I know. I get it. I know. I remember that. And it seems like you're doing what you can do, and then something else comes up that the city hasn't signed off on. So, but now, if we do what they recommend is to amend to the next cutoff, Mr. Klieg, do you think that everything will be finished by the next cutoff? I mean, can the city get...
I think so. I talked to the contractor. He said he's going to get the work done up to our code. So.
Whose code did he get it up to?
Whose code?
Yeah, you said
it,
get it up
to our code. Well, he thought it was up to code already, or originally done, but it's not. So our building inspector wanted some revisions.
Yeah, that's okay.
And that's what he believes.
Okay.
As far as I know, like I looked at it, I thought it passed. I was just kind of shocked.
Yeah. Okay. So I think that what we'll do, the chair will entertain a motion to amend the previous order of noncompliance and allow respondent until the next cutoff, which is 10/31/18, to come into compliance and be returned to a subsequent meeting for consideration of fine of up to $1,000 per day until compliance is achieved. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion, Mrs. Hines, second, Mr. Jones. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Love, sign, and close. Good luck.
Thank you.
Okay. We are on case 13, CEB 09-18-109. Dennis and Lucinda Trovenzer. We're here for a progress report. Yeah. So come forward, be sworn in. Good morning.
Dennis Trovenzer, 1212 Sunset Circle, Daytona Beach.
You solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll let you talk in a minute, and let's just hear what the progress has been.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for a progress report and a determination of compliance rate. As you recall, this is complaint driven as related to a carport situation. They applied for a permit to, I think they were getting another driveway, is that what it was? Yeah. And unfortunately for them, that was denied. It was because of a 30-foot side setback. The understanding of the inspector as reported by Mr. Klieg is that they are perhaps going to seek a variance, but I'd have to hear that. But that's what Mr. Klieg believes. So that will be the next option or to...
I think we knew that last time that they needed to get a variance. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And they needed to go to the Board of Adjustment to do that? Okay. Mr. Klieg, why don't you come up and help us out here?
Yeah. Okay. This case, like I said, was a complaint driven, started June 5th, 2018. It was not only the expansion of the driveway, I mean the carport of the driveway,
right.
Both were, and as far as I understood, from last time I talked to them, they're going to apply to try to get a variance to,
okay.
You know, let the 30-foot setback slide, but I haven't heard anything since then.
Okay, well, let's hear from Mr. Trottinger.
My contractor, Greg Marcotti, was supposed to be here. I'm afraid that.
Yeah.
He's been playing phone tag with Hannah Ward, trying to set
Who's
up.
Who's that?
She's... She's the name we were given down in building permits that we had to go through to get the variance.
Okay.
Anyway. Hannah.
Oh,
Ward.
Hannah.
I'm sorry.
I thought you said Anna. We're all, okay, Hannah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that's all right.
I thought I was...
That's okay.
Okay. Greg tells me he's been playing phone tag with her trying to get a meeting.
Okay.
But she had told me when this was all started that to get a variance, we would need a new survey and a stormwater management plan. Okay. I've been contacting surveyors, and I didn't know it was that hard to get a surveyor.
Well, I guess they're busy.
Yes.
Yeah.
The ones that said they could do it, it's everybody's 4 to 6 weeks. I do have a deposit I put on with Myers Land Surveying.
Okay.
For he said 4 to 6 weeks, that he promised me he would try to squeeze me in earlier if he could. He'd be calling.
And so once you get a survey done, then you have to go set up, well, you're going to have to meet with building, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when you meet with building, you need a survey? Is that what they told
That's
you?
That's what Hannah
And what else?
Stormwater management plant. Mr. Meyer said
and
he could do that,
get,
too.
Mr.
Meyer said he could do that, too.
Okay. And then you take it to the building department. I'm trying to figure out when we need another report or when we need, you know, can get this done, a compliance date. And then you're going to need to go to the Board of Adjustments. Is that right?
That's what I'm
and ask
saying,
for
yes.
the variance.
Yes, ma'am. That's
what I believe. I mean, we have certain staff, but I think this is one that will require her. I'm going to the Board of Adjustment.
Well, what's the lead time on the Board of Adjustment?
I don't know anymore. I believe it's the something like the last Thursday, next to the last Thursday. But it's just once a month. It's the
once a month.
It's
and
the
I'm not sure they
third
meet every
Thursday,
month,
I believe.
They?
It's
no.
Do they?
Yeah, I believe they still meet every month.
They're scheduled.
They have something scheduled.
They canceled last month, so
if they don't
a
have any
possibility that, you know,
well,
it could take a few months.
Well, Madam Chair, I believe they meet if they have cases. So if they canceled because they didn't have anything to review. So
okay.
I think they're scheduled like we are monthly,
okay.
I believe.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think that's changed. Okay. So if he applies by the filing the application deadline, which I believe is something like that last week of the month, then that I think it's the third Thursday. This is, as you may recall, no, I did Board of Adjustment, but it was many, 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 many years ago. So, but it's that latter part of the month.
Okay.
And there's in there, let us announce the joint property owners.
Yes, and that has
so
to.
So that's going to take at least a month.
Yes. So
if he was applied during the month of October, he wouldn't go in front of the board until December.
Well, and he needs to have the survey done, which is going to take 4 weeks.
So
well.
That's
so
that's
days.
I thought that he's able to get there. Before, yeah, it's a certain number of days, but he's able to get there. I think it's like 15 days prior
yeah.
to, or 10 days prior to. So he can.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, there's a lot of things that has to happen, and we understand that as well. So the
yeah.
staff is. in support of whatever time you feel you need to do. It's typical for the board as well as the staff to allow people who want to seek alternative remedies if that are truly available,
right.
To go ahead and go forward. So we're willing to wait and allow that to happen as long as he's pursuing that in good faith, and it appears based on the documents that they appear to be doing that.
So this is an encroachment on the setbacks. It's not. Is he on the people's property next door physically, or is this just an encroachment on the setbacks?
Well, the inspector just mentioned to me that it's an encroachment. Probably, if that was still without permits, you're also going to have the storm sewer concerns and everything else because of the
But there isn't going to be a contest over who owns the land. Okay.
No, no.
But that's not. You can't give it a variance to somebody else's property anyway.
No.
So the survey will come out. Survey shows that he's found it through the property. He's not just looking anyway.
Right, and that's the clarification of the need for the survey and to know exactly how far or where or how many of what they're doing in terms of even if they allow them in a setback.
All right, so I wonder if we make the compliance date by December 5th, 2018, is that cut off? Is that enough time?
I don't think so.
I think at the very least, what we need is
a
progress
report,
and maybe that we may not. We may want to wait even 60 days for that, not next month.
Okay.
I would say progress report in January.
Okay. All right. Any other comments? What is the January thing?
That's
the cutoff.
Yeah. Does that give you all enough time, do you think, to do it?
That sounds like.
Yeah, hopefully we have the whole thing done by then.
Right.
Yeah. Coming back.
Okay. So, well, we're asking for a progress report. Maybe we need the progress report in December.
Okay.
No, where is that?
No. I don't think so. I think we should do the best we possibly can to help these people.
I agree.
It's refreshing to hear people that want to work with us and help us rather than excuses all day long. I think we should help them as much as we possibly can.
I agree. Okay. The chair will entertain a motion to continue the progress report until January, the cutoff date of January 2nd, 2019.
Okay, a question.
Yeah.
This thing is for no permit. Where does that? When does that come in? After the variance hearing, if they win, when does the permit?
If they make the variance, they can pull for a permit.
Then they won't have to pull a permit.
Yeah. Still have to pull a permit.
They still would need. Yeah.
Okay, there's even more to it than.
Yeah. Because this isn't a matter of we're whirling on the variance.
Variance is going to get into the next step.
Right.
He says to go for a permit.
So right. The variance would define what the law would be for that circumstance. So it may adjust the what's permitted, but they'll still have to get the proper permits to do whatever's permitted. If they allow it to stay, they need at least to have it reviewed under those new standards to get approval.
Okay,
so what we're doing is just asking for a progress report on
the meeting date.
At the January 10th, 2019 meeting. That's what the motion is. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Harrington. Second, Mr. Jones. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, and opposed. Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Another complicated case. All right, let's go to case number 14, CEB 0918-113. Rental Properties LLC.
Really?
Were they here last time for this case? Sorry, I don't remember. I think it'd be in the minutes that they were. I just don't remember. Were they here last time? I don't think they were either. Okay.
Squatters,
yeah.
Yeah, so that's not who they squatter. That's
a holdover ticket.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this is at least a representation of the past was said these were former workers who were allowed to stay and then they refused to leave. So it's more of a tenant type of issue. But in any sense, where we are today is that the inspector reports that nothing's changed. It's non-compliance. The inspector is Tom Klee. He's asking for a $200 day fine to a maximum of $15,000. I tender Mr. Klee to remind you of the history of the case.
Okay.
This case was started July 17th, 2018 from our water utilities department, and what it was theft of water services, and they shut the water off, and they since have been living in the house without water. The gentleman I talked to, the owner, lives out in Seattle, Washington. He said it's too expensive for them to be evicted or do the repairs. So I told him what my recommendation to the board was, and he had no comment.
Okay. That doesn't even look like the same house.
That's the side of it.
The side, and that's the front.
That's the front, right? And there's a bunch of transients in there. That
still.
Yeah, and there's police issues also.
Officer Jesma, will you come tell us what you know about this so we're up to speed here?
Honestly, not any more than what Mr. Clegg's been telling you. I haven't, except for the last meeting, was the first time I knew about it, and I haven't had a chance to look into it.
What would the procedure be to evict squatters?
Well, we have a legal fee.
Yeah.
Madam Chair, according to the inspector, the owner told him that these were former people doing work that were staying in the house. So in that situation, they established they'll have to be evicted.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, they're not really squatters.
That's fine.
They're holdovers.
All right. The chair will entertain a motion to impose a fine of $200 per day against the respondent effective today, October 11, 2018. And continue until compliance is achieved or reaches the maximum of $15,000. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Harrington, second, Mr. Himes. All in favor say aye.
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 Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. Okay. Now we'll move on to our new case. And the first one is CEB 10-18-128 Sharon and Shoshana Ofer. Respondent present. Which one? This is. Yeah, this is a 1300 4th Street. Okay. Well, come up and state your name and address for the record. Would be the one.
I'm Angel Arce. I live at 1300 4th Street.
And name?
Janice Kinsler. I'm the property manager.
Can't hear you.
Kinsler, K-I-N-S-L-E-R. Thank you.
You solemnly swear or affirm the testimony that you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay. We will hear from Mr. Klieg and Mr. Jackson first.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for determination of compliance or non-compliance. The inspector is Tom Klieg. Mr. Klieg reports that the property is in non-compliance. He's asking for next cutoff for the property to come into compliance. He's had contact with the tenant. There was a re-roofing that had begun without permits. And I'll let Mr. Klee speak to that further. I'll attend to Mr. Klee.
Good morning again. This is a complaint driven, and I apologize for the pictures here. Excuse me. The work was done, and there's just like a bundle of shingles left on the roof when I got there. It was complaint driven of August 14th. When I was leaving, the tenant's wife, I believe, talked to me and said that the tenant actually did the re-roof himself without a permit. And since the meeting here, I just met the property manager, and she said it and agreed that they're in non-compliance. So I think they're going to get a permit. So.
Okay. Does anyone want to, do either one of you want to speak?
Yes.
You're the tenant, Mr.
Yes, I'm the tenant. I have other people, like, I got in contact with the last tenant that was living there, and they was going through the same situation. There was a roofer that lived there too, and they went on the roof and did the roof, and basically they didn't get the permit also at that time, and they've been happening since 2017, and they left. They moved out of there to August 31st, 2017, and there's plenty more violations in that house if I could get a court enforcement into the house, like where it's leaking at the,
okay,
the ceiling.
But that's
out.
Not what we're
yeah,
here.
Yeah.
Okay, so you need to talk to code enforcement officer to see what your steps would be. But today we're here because there is no permit for the work done, and that's fine. Now, could I, Ms. Kessler, would you come up, please?
Yes. Come.
Hi, what would you like to tell us? Are you going to apply for a permit?
Yes, ma'am, I'm going to do that downstairs. And I would like to comment on what he said about August of 2017. I have not been working for this company that long, so anything prior to May 20th of 2018, I don't know anything about. Yes, ma'am.
And the people that own this have hired you to be the property manager?
Yes, ma'am, I work
for...
They live in Ormond Beach, but I work for First Place Realty and Property Management,
okay.
So I'm underneath a brokerage.
Do these owners have a business license or a rental license?
I believe so.
Okay.
But we're just here today.
I know that. I just asked
the
question.
Okay. Okay. Well, we're just here for compliance and non-compliance, so the chair... about the permit, so the chair will entertain a motion to find respondent non-compliance and order the respondent to come into compliance by the next cutoff date, which is 10/31/2018, or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion, Mrs. Howe, second, Mrs. Himes. All in favor say aye.
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 Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. So we'll see you. Hopefully,
your
permit, and that will be it.
Yes, ma'am. I'm going downstairs to do it now.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
All right. Next case, 16CEB10-18-113.
Yes. Good. James Brennan, general manager of the property.
Okay.
And my dog, Precious.
What's his name?
Precious.
Oh, it's her name,
yeah,
Precious.
Yeah.
And your name was?
Kaz. I'm the son.
Son of?
Nassim Mirza.
Okay, Mirza. Okay.
Mirza, yes.
Yes.
Say your name.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony that you're about to provide is the truth and all truth and nothing but the truth? And the dog's raised.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, yes, ma'am.
That's right.
Okay, let us hear what goes.
Yes, from code.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for a determination of compliance or non-compliance. The inspector is Tom Klieg. Mr. Klieg reports that this property remains in non-compliance. He's asking for next cutoff for the property to come into compliance. And I tender Mr. Klieg for any factual information.
This was a case from our licensing and inspection department. It was denied a license, business tax license, or received on 7/11/18 due to some revisions, because I believe that he's going to make it a church, but they were had like a Turkish bath and a couple other items that weren't up to.
See the Turkish bath. That's one of the. Do you have 101?
Right, 101. That's what Dennis, our zoning and manager upstairs who told me that they are working with our city right now to get the business tax.
I'm confused. You said bath, though.
Not that they said that there were some issues about you, but they're going to put a Turkish bath thing, and that's why he said it was fine.
I'm confused.
I'm confused.
Certain sections of the property and the building were separated. Our inspector told me that they were going to do different type businesses and they weren't allowed.
Oh, business.
Right.
But
we've talked to Dennis and Judy.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. They're working about it with it.
Okay.
Yeah. Originally, that's why it was denied.
Okay. I didn't understand.
I apologize, but that's,
okay, that's
that
right.
was
not
why it was denied July 11th.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, but we're here for compliance.
We're here today
right.
for compliance. Would you gentlemen like
yeah.
to say something?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
We
have our business tax receipt, ma'am. We've been working with Dennis Morozik at the City Planning and Jim Morris, the deputy manager,
uh-huh.
For quite some time now. So we had to get the land survey done, which we got done, and the
okay.
site plan, which we have
good.
Done, and now we've paid for the business tax receipt.
Yes.
They have
the
receipt.
We have our, yeah.
Yeah, they have their business tax receipt.
Yes, ma'am. It's a church.
It's the actual receipt.
Yeah.
So what are you working with the deputy city manager and the city attorney? What is it? I mean, they don't normally work on a business.
Tax receipt. It's actually church now.
Before we can get the business tax receipt, we had to get a site plan done and
so
a land survey.
$55?
That now that we have the business tax receipt, the next step is the inspection.
Yes.
Is this the business tax receipt? Is $55? I thought they... Is that how much it costs to get a business?
You're not.
It doesn't. It just says administrative fees. I'm just going to read you what this says. Annual fire inspection, $55.10.
That's not a business tax.
It sounds like an inspection fee. It sounds like it's the application fee, but I don't know that. I don't have enough information.
This is for the annual fire inspection.
Yeah.
It's my understanding. Have you seen this?
Yeah, the best understanding of the inspector is as
okay,
of this morning.
That's not the business tax receipt, correct?
That's
okay.
correct, Madam Chair. Okay. And as far as the best knowledge of the inspectors as of this morning, they did not have it.
Okay.
And they hadn't applied.
So this will get it all taken care of with city
right.
staff, we expect they'll be in compliance for next call.
Okay. So you're working on it.
We've been doing every
yeah.
step that they've asked.
Okay.
Yeah, I apologize. Under my impression,
sure.
we've put
okay.
in...
Well, that's not it.
That's not your business tax. That was your fire inspection.
We get confused when we're at gym and everything.
Go ahead, speak into the mic.
We get a little confused when they throw all the BTUs and letters at us. And we're
BTRs.
Yeah, so we're trying to comply on every shape, form, or whatever you ask.
Okay,
we're
all right, that's good. We appreciate that.
Yeah.
So we're just... So just work with Mr. Klieg and I'll tell you exactly what you need to do so there's no confusion and we'll get this squared away.
Okay, thank you.
All right, so, any other questions?
It bothers me. This confusion's been going on for 5 months for a lousy business license.
I think part of the delay was that we've had several meetings here in this building with the technical review
yeah.
team. And to get everything, an understanding of everything. So we had to do the land survey, we had to do the site plan
so
in that time.
The question is, that you've been having, isn't the license, it's the type of business that you're trying to go in there in order to get a license.
They approved us for church.
Church.
I
see. And that's what it says also
okay.
on this.
And everything else was,
okay, well, you're working with the people you need to work with in the city to get this done the right way.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, good.
Absolutely.
Sir,
okay.
Yes, Chairman.
All right. The chair will entertain a motion to find the respondent non-compliance or respondent come into compliance by the next cutoff date, 10/31/2018, and be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Is that the motion? Mrs. Mahans made the motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Second, Mrs. Clean. All in favor say aye.
Just one clarification on the motion. It is for business tax receipt, so it would be the maximum of the $250 administrative
okay.
fine.
$250. All right, we'll just change it to consideration of a fine of up to $250, one-time fee.
That we have to pay?
No.
If you don't get your BTR.
Oh, we're
okay. Right.
Okay. BTR.
Right.
Another
right. Okay. All right. Now, we had a motion and a second. Now we need... That was amended a little bit, so do we need, well, is that acceptable to everyone?
Well, read it.
Okay. Chair will entertain a motion to respond to non-compliance and respond to into compliance by the next cutoff date, 10/31/2018, or be returned to the board for consideration of a one-time fee of $250.
Yeah.
Okay. Motion, Mrs. Heim. Second?
Second.
Second. Mr. Jones, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. And motion carries. Case number 17, CB10-18-125, Cheryl Papp. Papp present?
No.
Okay. All right.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for determination of compliance or noncompliance. The inspector is Danny Garcia. Mr. Garcia reports that this property remains in noncompliance. He has been in communication with the owner, who said she was going to be out of town and not be here today, but we expect that she will be able to have this in compliance by next cutoff. I send it to Mr. Garcia for any additional factual questions.
Morning, Daniel Garcia, code enforcement with the City of Daytona Beach. My credentials on file. This property was complaint generated, and I issued a notice of violation on June 1st, 2018 for the damage of the roof and the west side of the exterior wall. I spoke to the owner a couple of times. She kept asking for extensions, but I wound up sending it in here because she has done nothing since the day one. I don't expect on doing anything.
Is she talking to you?
I just spoke to her a couple times.
Okay.
Yesterday I spoke to her and she said that she was not going to be here because she was going to be out of state.
Oh. Okay.
But there is a whole, you can see from the
yeah.
front street, you can see clear up,
yeah.
straight up out the outside, and from the back I even contacted John Cecil downstairs with that does the demoing, and at this time he stated that it's
is
not.
Is she a homeowner? Does
she owns that house.
Owns the house?
Yes.
Does she live there?
Yes, she does.
Okay. All right, thank you. Okay. Any questions? Chair will entertain a motion to find respondent noncompliance or a respondent commit to compliance by the next cutoff date 10/31/2018, or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion? Motion, Mr. Thomas, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Klein. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. All right. Now we are moving on to case number 18, 10-18-126, Brian Hopkins Revocable Trust. Good morning.
Good morning.
State your name and address.
Brian Hopkins, 900 South Ridgewood Avenue. Yes, I do.
I'm sorry, what is your name?
Brian Hopkins.
Oh, you're Brian.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just leave.
All right, let us hear from Cole and speak.
Oh, okay.
Chair members of the board, this is before you for determination of compliance or noncompliance. The inspector is Danny Garcia. Mr. Garcia reports that the property remains in noncompliance. He's asking for you to make that finding and to allow till next cutoff for the respondent to come into compliance. He reports he's had owner contact. The owner did the work without permits and it wasn't done correctly, but he is now doing what he needs to do to get this thing taken care of. So he expects he'll have him in compliance by next cutoff. Not tender, Mr. Garcia.
Okay.
This property was also a complaint generated. It was a complaint of the overhang around the building that was deteriorating, falling apart. I issued a notice of violation on August 23rd, 2018, and had the owner had contacted me, stated that he was in the process of going out of town and that he will pull the permit and make the repairs necessary. Since then, he had someone do this just temporarily, just so that it wouldn't continue deteriorating. And I spoke to him. He's here today. He said that he is applying for a permit and will do the necessary repairs.
Okay. Good. Mr. Hopkins.
I did speak with Mr. Garcia before I went out of town. I do apologize. I got the letter of Crookston.
This is a multifamily?
No, it's an office.
Oh, it's an office.
Yeah.
Okay. Are there tenants?
Me.
Okay.
Yeah. I did get the letter from the code enforcement board that I think it was at 4:30 the day before I was going out of town. I had called Mr. Garcia, who was the night, I think, of the Crook's Den fire. If I remember correctly, I explained to him that I was going out of town for several months. I asked if we could have some time for it. He said yes. I got back on Monday, this Monday, like 2 days ago, 3 days ago, to the letter on the death of a family member. So we've been struggling to get things in order. I do have the permit in my hand, and it would have been submitted on Tuesday. However, they needed a drawing that I need to go home and draw up. So that should be submitted today.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Any questions? The chair will entertain a motion to find respondent non-compliance or respondent committed to compliance by the next cutoff date, 10/31/2018, or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Harrington. Second, Mrs. Himes. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. Case number 19, CEB 1018-131, Heron Boyce Corporation. Respondent present. Okay.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for determination of compliance or non-compliance. The inspector is Danny Garcia. Mr. Garcia reports that the property remains in non-compliance. The respondent had improperly installed but he's done a lot of work. He's moving forward, getting everything he needs done. And so he expects that this will be in compliance by next cutoff. So we're asking for a finding of non-compliance, next cutoff to come to compliance. I turn to Mr. Garcia.
This property is a commercial property on Main Street, 815. It is actually the exterior wall it was damaged. There's a new tenant there. Had complaints about it. It's complaint generated. It is now completely done. The wall is completely repaired. The only thing is that he has to paint it. So that's what's in non-compliance.
Okay.
And also the gutter that's coming across, they're going to reroute that correctly. It's damaged, and also they're going to reroute it. And once that's done, he's already hired the people that repair the gutters, and it should be done. It should be done, like, probably in a couple weeks.
Okay. Any questions?
I've had contact with him.
Good. Okay. The chair will entertain a motion to find respondent non-compliance or respondent suspended compliance by the next cutoff date, 10/31/2018, or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Is that the motion?
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Harrington. Second, Mr. Timesall. Favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. All right, case 20 is in compliance. 21 is in compliance. Move on to case 22, CEB 10-18-138, Rodney Dunkley. Good morning.
Rodney Dunkley, 587 Brentwood Drive.
Raise your right hand. Speaking to the
I do.
Mr. Jack.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for imposition of a... for determination of compliance or non-compliance. The inspector is Barbara Collins. Ms. Collins reports that she's had no contact with this respondent. The property remains in non-compliance. She's asking that it be brought into compliance by next cutoff. And I turn to Ms. Collins.
Good morning. Barbara Collins, Neighborhood Services, City of Daytona. I sent the violation 7, he signed for it, certified mail, on 7-5. He's never contacted me. I had to post the CEB-2 because it came back undeliverable. He needs to repair the exterior, the roof, the paint, the walls, the wooden walls and that. And the roof members. It came from a citizen complaint. I heard an air conditioner when I posted. I knocked on the door. I heard an air conditioner running. I don't know if it's occupied or not.
Okay. All right, Mr. Dunkley.
I hired a contractor almost 2 years ago to fix it, and I still
can't. You live there?
Yes.
Okay.
And to fix it, and so, of course, with the two hurricanes, the contractor said he was busy down in South Florida, and so I have to move forward, and I contacted the Attorney General's office, and
I don't think the Attorney General is going to have anything to influence our decision one way or the other. So you're going to have to take that separately. We're not going to really get
yes.
into
Well, I did put a down payment on it,
to be
a pretty substantial down payment on it, too. So.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry that that happened, but what I think is that you need to get this work done.
Yeah, well, I'm looking at two guys right now. Plus, you know, I've been ripped off, and it's hard to put another down payment on them.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm
but
sorry for that, but we have no control over that, and it's been some time here. So.
Yeah, I'm getting two general contractors right now.
Okay.
And I'm asking for is more time.
Okay, well.
I'm fed up with it, too. I'm embarrassed of the way it looks to me.
Okay.
Can you tell me why you haven't contacted the code enforcement?
I work days, and I was working nights for 3 years, and then I sleep there in a day. I'm losing in bed by 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning, but now I'm back on days. I just, you know, I didn't even know I could talk to her. I thought I had to come here and do it.
Well, you get a basically a summons in the mail or a complaint in the mail, and you just don't ignore these things.
No, I didn't. That's why I'm here. No, I didn't know. If I called her, I didn't know if I would be annoying her or, you know.
Right, well,
I didn't know.
Okay, I'm going to have one suggestion that you find out exactly what you need to do and what the process is from Ms. Collins. She'll be happy to tell you and move forward. So I don't think there's anything much more we need to say right now. You're not compliant with our code, so it's pretty easy at this point.
Yes.
Okay. The chair will entertain a motion to find respondent non-compliance or respondent committed to compliance by the next cutoff date, October 31st, 2018.
Can I have a little bit longer?
No. Well, I don't know. We'll have to see what the board decides. Come into compliance by the next cutoff date or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion, Mrs. Times, is there a second?
Second.
Second, Mrs. House, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries.
Question.
Yes.
He had asked about time, and just so it's clear to him, and I mean, the position of staff is, of course, if he starts working in good faith towards doing anything, just getting a permit, that would be enough for us to make that recommendation.
I think we all realize there's a lot of work to do there, but we have to do something and not wait on the Attorney General. So
if I wouldn't put a new roof on,
I think he's saying that if you put this progress, we can work with you.
But if I would have put a new roof on and the contract that guy, could he rip it off and put it on?
Once you get a permit, that's
I don't know.
Let's
get a permit.
All right, please speak to Ms. Collins, she'll explain to you what you need to do. All right, case number 20 is in compliance. Case number 21 is in compliance. Case number 22. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm back. I'm going backwards instead of forwards.
Did we vote on that? Did we vote on the last thing?
Case number 23, CEB 10-18-123, and Jennifer Field, respondent present. Come forward. Good morning. Be sworn in.
Good morning. My name is William R. Field. 211 Mullally Street. I'm the husband of Ann Jennifer Field.
Okay.
I do.
Thank you. Okay, we will hear from Mr. Jackson and Mr. Alderman.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for determination of compliance or non-compliance. The inspector, Steve Alderman. Mr. Alderman reports that the property is in non-compliance. and he's recommending the next cutoff for the property to be brought into compliance. He has been in contact with the respondent, and he believes he can have it in compliance by next cutoff. I turn to Mr. Alderman.
Okay.
Hello again.
Hi.
I opened this case up on 4-11 of 18. It was during the San Juan operation that the Code Enforcement Division
mm-hmm.
did.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of the last cases, and one of the main things I wanted to mention to you, that I opened it up 4-11, and I had no more contact or involvement until about 7-24, which is my next time, and that was because of my own issue that I had kind of
okay.
took me out of the workforce
okay.
for a little while. Then I made contact with the owner, and he's been working on it a little bit, but I do believe he'll have it done by next cutoff.
Good. And could you explain to all of us what protective treatment means?
This is a paint job, exterior paint job.
Just, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to make certain that our words are matching.
I think they use that as a generic because if you use a clear coat on like block or concrete, it's different than paint. So protective
okay.
treatment is a generic.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. All right, Mr. Field.
Yes, ma'am. This is 100% my fault. In November, I broke my ankle, had to have surgery, so I haven't been able to get up on a ladder. I just got clearance to get on a ladder with restrictions
okay.
September 20th.
Okay.
We have already put primer on the right-hand side and primer on the left-hand side. My wife has done the paint job that's right around the door and the door, and we'll have that done.
Okay.
Very quickly.
Terrific.
If it's not moving, we're painting it.
Okay. All right. Any questions or comments? All right. The chair will entertain a motion to find respondent not compliant or respondent come into compliance by the next cutoff date, October 31st, 2018, or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Do we have a motion? Motion, Mrs. Thomas.
Second.
Second, Mr. Harrington. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Case number 24, CEB 1018-13. Ms. Jackson.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for determination of compliance or noncompliance. The inspector is Steve Alderman. Mr. Alderman reports that this property remains in non-compliance, and he's recommending next cutoff for the property to be brought into compliance. He's had very little contact, no contact since August from this respondent, but he's hoping that they'll be responsive to the notification.
So in that one picture, what we're seeing, Mr. Alderman, what we're seeing right there, is that they just closed in that section?
Correct. They actually. The owner of the condo actually affected part of the common area of the roof support system by changing a support beam, which kind of created the issue where she's responsible now for that repair
okay.
of the
well,
common area.
Yeah, all right. But, and so Holly Hoffman owns the condo unit.
Correct.
Okay. Okay.
And I did have contact with her. I opened this up on July 27, 2018. I posted it 9/21. I had contact with her on 8/14. She actually called me and stated she was going to get the permit and going to do all this kind of stuff. And since then, I've heard nothing, and nothing has changed. But the entire covering of that area needs to be completely removed, and it needs to go back to original. The beam supporting that roof is now cut. So I would like to, I don't know if this is appropriate or not, but I'd like to ask for a fine certain on the cut, next cutoff.
I don't
can't?
Think we can
okay,
do
never
that,
mind.
But we sure can find
okay.
it non-compliant.
Could
so
you?
Now, and then we can do what we need to
could
do.
Could you point out sort of from that picture what you, the beam that was cut?
The beam at the far end where the blockout finish is ends. That 4x4 is cut, and it's not really positioned where it should be. It supports the upper roof.
Okay.
I'll get
okay.
a better close-up if you like.
So, if you so it's the whole thing all the way down in the pictures, not just that.
Her area
and
is
at the garage.
Her area is just what you see enclosed. Those are the condos next to her.
Okay, so it's that picket fence is what?
Well, no.
No, the supports that are, the vertical 4x4 supports in between are on both ends of that white section that she enclosed.
Oh, I see.
Those are the supports for the upper roof.
Yeah.
The fencing is just the, you know, aesthetics.
Well, fencing, yeah. Okay. All right. Chair will entertain a motion to find respondent noncompliance in order for the respondent to come into compliance by the next cutoff date, October 31st, 2018, or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine less than $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Jones. Second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Harrington. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, side, opposed. Motion carries.
Chair, Mr. Yes. Alderman, is that, as you said, is that being discussed that it may pull down on top of somebody right now?
Pardon?
I just wonder if we should order, if we should make an order of motion that we that did not be used, that will not be used at all.
No, it's just it's a structural integrity, but it.
Okay,
it's not going to fall down.
It's not going to fall
down. It's not
in
that, no.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
So
well,
thank
yeah,
you.
Good question. All right, moving on to case number 25, CEB10-18-120, BMS Holdings. Good morning. Please come forward. Be sworn in.
Melanie Peckham, 846 Madison Avenue, acting as an agent.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you are about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Oh, can I ask, what is your relation to BMS Holdings?
Agent.
Agent. Thank you.
I'm sorry, I don't know what that means.
I'm getting it. Tell me how you're related to BMS Holdings, and do you live on that property?
I don't, ma'am.
You don't live on that
I work property. For the company.
And that's not the company address, is it? No.
That's just one of the...
Okay, what did you say your address was?
Well, my physical address?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was for the property.
No.
My physical address is 1019 Plymouth Avenue,
okay.
Orlando.
And you work for BMS
yes.
Holdings? Okay.
Okay, now we get it. Sorry for the confusion. Okay. All right, Mr. Jackson.
Yeah. Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for determination of compliance or noncompliance. The inspector is Mark Jones. Mr. Jones reports that this property remains in noncompliance. He does have some concern that it had been inspected, a failed inspection, on 5/31/18, he's been advised that they're working on it by the owner, that they're working on compliance. However, they did rent the property after the original notification. But he's asking for next cutoff for this property to come into compliance. I tender Mr. Jones.
So the property is rented now. Okay, Mr.
That's
Jones.
A nod yes. coming from Mr. Jones. Yes,
okay.
It's rented.
All right.
Yes, there were some concerns when we did the inspection on May 31st because there was quite a few of electrical items where they had just ran cable in this enclosed carport. I did receive a call from the owner, Mr. Spivey, of the BMS on Monday, and he did state to me that due to financial reasons, they went ahead and started renting the property the next day after the inspection and has been rented for the last 4 months. Because he was trying to accumulate money to do some work because he said also it needed a new roof. I do not know. We now have an inspection trying to get in there next week to re-inspect it for the rental inspection.
Okay. Has this company been the owner for a substantial amount of time, or is this a new owner?
It's the same owner. We just changed the name of the company. But
a warranty deed of October 16th, 2017. And okay, but that's just the name change of the company. One company. Okay, that's fine.
Yes,
I just for my own.
From one part of their
right.
To another part. Of
so, but they owned it previous to that as well.
Okay. Yes, and this company has. Been before us a couple times under different holding names.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, come on up and tell us what's going to happen here.
I just have a statement to make.
Okay.
Okay. Today we are requesting the board give us a 60-day extension to complete the rental inspection with our experience with Mike Jones. We want to take this opportunity to make sure the board members really know what is going on behind the scenes. Our company owns over 200 properties throughout the state of Florida, yet this is the only board we have to go in front of many times. That should say something. No other board in any other county. This doesn't mean that we don't have tenants that make messes, don't cut our grass, or have issues, but it does mean that the code officer focus is on the code and getting that resolved rather than having us have to spend time coming before you. Example, we have a letter dated September 16th and signed by...
Okay, I think I'm going to stop you right here. I think all of us have heard enough right now. We're either going to find this property in compliance or not in compliance. And at the next, tell him to keep that letter, and he can submit it at the next meeting if he's not in compliance.
I should submit that letter to the city commission.
Yeah.
Not to us.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I've never been here.
You
no,
have complained right. about no, that's code enforcement. It's not our thing. I might make a motion to find them in non-compliance with a fine of $1,000. Well, no, this is a rental license, $250.
No.
Oh, can we do $1,000 a day?
Well, we can't. First, we have to find them in non-compliance.
And then we can't find up to a fine.
And when he comes back, if he's not in compliance, we can fine him up to $1,000.
All right, that's the motion.
All right. Mr. Harrington has made a motion. Is there a second?
Second,
Mr. Jones. All in favor of saying aye?
Aye.
Like, find the post. Yeah, the reason that we don't need the letter today is because we're not hearing the case today. We're just determining that it is not, it's either in compliance or not in compliance.
Yeah.
You can tell him that you can bring the letter
yeah.
back next time.
I don't even know, why we receive a letter complaining about the city's code.
You're right.
It's not ours.
To be honest with you, there are many other cities that have centralized rental programs. We're not unique.
So if they want to complain about it, we didn't write the rules. Yeah.
The complaint might go to the commission.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Go ahead.
Just let them know.
Yeah. We found them in non-compliance, and they have until the end of the month, the 31st of October, to come into compliance, or they're going to come back at the next meeting, which is 11-8, for consideration of to fine them for not having the property in compliance.
20 days.
Yeah.
I'm feeling guilty.
Yeah. All right. Case number 26, CEB 10-18-124, Lowland LLC. Respondent present? No show. That thing's guilty. Okay. Mr. Jackson.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for determination of compliance or noncompliance. The inspector is Mark Jones. Mr. Jones reports that this property is in noncompliance. He further reports that something that I wrote that he'll have to tell you. But we are asking for next cutoff for them to come into compliance, not to the
Mr. Jones.
Yes, this case was for not having a current rental license. The owner came in and paid fees for this year's rental license, but also owed back fees for his BT licenses with additional fines for not interest on not having the licenses intact. Mr. Oslo, I talked to him at the end of August, and he said he wasn't going to pay those back fines. So our procedure is if you do not have your license and fees up to date, we can't do a rental inspection. So Mr. Oslo requested to be heard by the board.
We'll get a chance next month.
Okay.
All right. The chair will entertain a motion to find respondent non-compliance or respondent committed to compliance by the next cutoff date, 10/31/2018, or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Harrington.
Second.
Second, Ms. House. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like sign opposed. Motion carries. All right. Case number 27, Mr. Fitzgerald. Case CEB 1018-129, Adela Zavar Gudimi and family. Anyone present?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Sure.
State your name and address. Nasser Gadini, 618 Braddock Avenue.
Raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony that you're about to provide is the truth, only truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
All right. We will hear from Mr. Jackson and Mr. Fitzgerald first. My goodness, that's a long list.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for determination of compliance or noncompliance. The inspector is Mike Fitzgerald. He reports that the property, this is a complaint-driven violation. He reports that the property remains in noncompliance. He's asking, that's what we were just discussing, and he's discussing now with his supervisor that as far as the amount of time. But he believes that the circumstance may be a situation where he may ask for a progress report instead of and make a compliance at a subsequent date. But I don't have enough details, and I'd have to.
Okay, so we're going to
have just a moment,
Mr. Fitzgerald, because I have a lot of questions.
Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mike Fitzgerald with the City of Daytona Beach.
All right, so this is a rental property.
Yes, ma'am.
So do they have their rental?
It is a 5-unit, and they do have their BT.
They have their BTR, right?
No, BTR is for 4 units or less.
Oh.
BT is a license for commercial building, and they do have it.
Oh, so we don't even do the inspection then on a 5-unit, is that correct? But they have a license from whom?
City of Daytona Beach has a BT.
So does that mean this property is inspected previously?
The BT doesn't get inspected.
BTs don't get commercial companies. 5 units or more don't get inspected. Is that
by
correct?
By the state of Florida.
But the city issues a license.
Business tax.
It's a business tax one. Oh, like a like a BTR. It's an occupational license.
Mike,
I'm confused.
You inspected this on 518, what is the difference between what the property's condition on that date and today?
Not much. I have met the owner on the property in the last week, and we were discussing the building, that it needs a real overhaul, not just paint, and it needs to be brought up. New windows, let's do a new siding, you know, and he's willing to do it, and he's been calling contractors all week to start getting, instead of just painting it and getting the things fixed, which is what we can ask for, he's willing to go ahead and just do it newish. I mean, new siding, new windows, bring that whole block and make the whole block look much better.
Yeah, I would think so. It would look,
you know, but it's whatever y'all you want. Whether he could be in compliance by next cutoff if he just painted and fixed the wood and stuff like that. But maybe that's not what we want here. We want it to really look new and refreshed. And as long as someone's willing to put the money in,
we hear what you're saying. Okay.
So you're suggesting if we have a progress report.
Non-compliance today and then a progress report.
And if he comes back at the next progress report and you say nothing's been done,
right?
Where would we go from there?
Then we would set a compliance date.
Then we'll set a compliance date. Okay.
Now he has called contractors this week and we talked about it, and a lot of them are going to fix all the problems in the panhandle. So we may have some
had
unknown issues coming.
And there are no permits issued at.
No. Go ahead. He's got to find the contractor and the siding and the window company.
Okay. All right, sir. What would you like to tell us? How many properties do you own?
Three.
In Daytona Beach, you own three properties.
Yes.
Okay. Come on up to the mic, please. Okay. All right, what do you want to tell? How long have you owned this property?
Going there, back.
Very long time. Probably about 25 to 30 years.
25 years. And it's rented out right now?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so tell us what you'd like to tell us.
Well, as far as I like to be in compliance, and as I was talking to the inspector, and I said, if that means that I need to put a new siding and stuff, which I tried to get. But they canceled on me, and now I don't know how long before I can get somebody who can do this.
Okay.
And if the painting and small repairs that needs to be done can be done quickly, so we can do that to be in compliance, or we can, I don't know how long it would take to actually...
Well, there are a lot of things here, a lot of violations here. This is a very long list of things to do.
Yeah, I realize, but most of them are just, you know, nothing that is big at all. Fine,
consumer.
That's
good to hear.
Mr. Fitzgerald, if the windows are not operational, how does that meet fire code?
I'm sorry, say that again.
If the windows are not operational, how does that meet fire code? How does someone escape from the property if it's on fire and the windows don't open or stay open?
Literally,
isn't that a violation of fire code?
I mean...
Well, that's a violation of fire code.
It's absolutely a violation. And that's why we want new windows and
yeah.
Okay. But there's people living in there with those conditions. One time before, way back, we passed something where the windows wouldn't open, and less than a week later, the place caught on fire. That very much concerns me. That should be the first thing and immediately taken care of.
Yes, make that as part of our motion.
Yes.
Bring it back next month. Make sure he's doing what he's supposed to do. Make that part of the motion.
Here's the motion that
I have a question.
I'm going to craft. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I recall you previously here. Are these all your relatives living in this facility?
No.
No? These are individual renters?
Yes.
Okay.
No, those are all those people named are the owners of the property.
Yeah. But before it was all his relatives living there.
All right. The chair will entertain a motion to find respondent in noncompliance and order the respondent to come into compliance by the next cutoff date, 10/31/2018, or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day, and further orders that the windows become operational within the next 10 days. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
All right, motion, Mrs. Howe, second, Mrs. Himes, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, fine, opposed. Motion carries. See you next month, sir.
Madam Chair, if we could just get some clarification, which
yeah.
I believe I understand what you did, but I just want to make sure we're clear on it. Since you asked for imposition of fine by next month or next cutoff, if indeed he wants to do more, and he actually gets moving forward and doing that more, I would think and hope that the board would consider amending.
I can't speak for every member. I can speak for myself that if there was substantial progress moving forward and not a lot of excuses, I am sure that the board will consider working with him.
Okay. Yeah.
Very good.
I mean, that's kind of what we do anyway.
But not on the windows. Windows
but
is there.
The windows have to be fixed.
Okay. So that's the clarity.
Okay.
And the inspector will be very sure to push those issues to make sure that we're accomplishing what the desirably board is.
I mean, there's a very long list of things here.
And the things that are necessary for code compliance.
Right.
But in the manner which you...
Okay, 10 days, you got to get somebody to go in there and take care of
right.
Yes.
make sure that people can get in and out.
Yeah,
and
maybe somebody else would like, anybody else want to address this?
Thank you.
Okay. All right, case 28, CED 10-18-130, Joseph Stephen Holloway. Mr. Holloway here? Are you gentlemen over here and here? Is there someone that has a case?
I have a case.
Well, come up here. We'll get you finished, sir.
There's
a case
32.
I know we're almost there anyway, but let's get you finished. You're sitting here.
Budweiser.
Oh, you're in compliance. Well, here we go.
My address is 920 Emma Street.
Oh. Well, thank you for coming into compliance.
That's not the 34.
Okay, 34.
Yes,
okay. Yes. No, we'll hear your case now since you waited. And gentlemen in the back, do you have a case?
No,
okay. Yeah, I know. Okay, we'll hear your case.
Denville Mills, 920 M Street.
What number, please? What?
All right, this is case 34.
Thank you.
1018-132 at 920 Emma Street. We're looking at the roof here.
Yes.
All right, sir, we're going to hear from Mr. Jackson and Mr. Reckonzone first, and then you can speak.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for the determination of compliance or non-compliance. The inspector is Cliff Reckonzone. Mr. Reckonzone reports that the property remains in non-compliance, and he's asking for next cutoff for it to be brought into compliance, and I would tender Mr. Reckonzone for additional factual information.
Hello, my name is Cliff Reckonzone. I'm an inspector with the city, and my credentials are on file. The two violations were parking in the grass and a damaged roof. As of today, the tarp has been removed from the roof, and the car is off of the grass, and it's not actually on the street now.
Okay. Well, that's not on here, so.
That was the original site.
Right, okay. Oh, I see. Okay. All right. So the tarp.
Yes, so initially my roof was damaged. I had leaks, but only in over the garage area, not the living area. But we decided to top it as a precautionary measure, and instead of buying just portions, we got a whole rooftop. However, the wind came by and tore it off, so it's really in total disarray. We went ahead and removed the top because there is no leak. So it's not really a danger to the living area, just the garage. So we don't need the top. As far as the roof is concerned, I've gotten estimates ranging from $10,000 to $14,000 to repair the roof. However, here's my medical package. I had been hospitalized all of last year, so I'm having both financial and medical issues at the moment. I'm not able to pay out of my pocket to fix my roof, so I went to Vind and I filled out all the documents they wanted, and they're willing to work with me. It's going to take a little while, according to them, to be able to get the work done since they're a voluntary organization. But again, I mentioned there is no leak in my, I mean, I'll welcome an inspection if that's necessary. There is no leak in the living space, only over the garage. And as far as the roof is concerned, I know the shingles are mostly aesthetic. The surface beneath the shingles is in good shape, so there is no leak at all. It just really looks bad, and that, I'm aware of that. Like I said, the top's removed, so, you know, all this stuff has been... So, basically, I'm asking for some time to work with the organization so that they can help me repair the roof, because financially, I'm just not able to.
Okay. Well, what I'm thinking is, you know, we'll find you non-compliant in order of progress report at the next meeting to see what's going on with that.
True.
Sounds good.
And is that all right with everybody?
Yeah.
Okay. May I say something? Yeah. If I'm able to present documents to show that I'm making progress.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what we want you to do next time.
Yes, because I've been working with that. I've been presenting everything they asked, but it's taking a little while.
Okay, that's fine. Okay. The chair will entertain a motion to find respondent noncompliance and order a progress report at the next meeting, which is November 8th, 2018, and determine its compliance date as that's up. Is such a motion?
So moved.
Yeah. Motion, Mr. Harrington. Second, Mr. Jones. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. So you come back next month and tell us.
Yes.
Show us what you've done. Okay?
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And keep in touch with your code officer. All right. Do we want to take a little 5-minute break here?
Sure. Yeah,
okay.
Why not?
5 minutes. Since it's 11. Yeah, or close to it, and then we'll just come back. I'll only take a few minutes to
nobody else
the
here?
Rest of the case.
No,
nobody else is here. We're going to excuse Mr. Jones for the remainder of the meeting.
No, we're not. All right. Joe.
All right.
Top of page 7.
Okay, where are we? We're back at page 7, I think.
Yeah.
Case number 28. CEB 1018-130, Joseph Stephen Holloway. Nobody home. We'll be talking to ourselves for the rest of the meeting. Okay.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for compliance or noncompliance. Inspector is Mike Fitzgerald. Mr. Fitzgerald reports it's in noncompliance. He's recommending next for all four to come into compliance, and unless something's changed, he's had no contact with the. Okay, something changed, so we will have hear from.
Is he in the wheelchair?
Walker.
Yeah. Okay, I saw him. Right.
Oh yeah.
The elevator
was broken.
Okay. Well, I will tender Mr. Fitzgerald to bring you up.
Okay. But so you've had contact with him?
Yeah, I've had contact, and he's called numerous contractors, and they won't do that little work.
I know.
So I said maybe go to Home Depot or something and do the whole triangle with a different color, because he won't be able to match it. So he's going to look into that this week.
That's his home?
That's his home, yes.
It's his. But why? He lives in that.
He lives in there. Yes. Yeah. It's a beautiful house. He just called many, many times to get that fixed, but they can't. They won't do that small amount. So.
Right.
Excuse me. What case number is this?
All right. We're on page 7, case 28.
28.
Okay. If it's his home, why does he need a business license and a rental license?
Are we on the same?
That's the wrong picture. Never mind. This is old.
Are we in the wrong case?
We're on the wrong case.
No, 29. I think we're on the right case.
Wrong
photos.
Wrong
photos. Right case.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. All right. Let's go back. Thank you, Mr. Harrington. We're on case number 28, Joseph Holloway. And he's not the guy. He's not here, and he didn't show.
I talked to him.
This is 139 Park Avenue we're on right now.
The pictures
parking
were
parking on the grass, outdoor storage, junk, trash. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
My announcement doesn't change, but I will attend to Mr. Fitzgerald to further explain.
Okay.
Where we are actually.
Okay.
I believe some of the information we said a moment ago is not correct. The gentleman who was unable to come in is not the
right.
One
no,
on
okay.
It.
Okay.
So
okay.
Just
we
get
just
some
the wrong
clarification.
Case. Right page, wrong case.
I have had contact with the gentleman from Park. You'll see photographs that show substantial improvement, and he should be in compliance by the next cutoff.
Okay.
So all that will be gone in a minute.
Okay. So
there.
You have had contact?
Yes.
Okay. Chair will entertain a motion to find respondent noncompliance or respondent come into compliance by the next cutoff date, 10/31/2018, or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion, Mrs. Howe. Second, Mrs. Times. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. Now, case number 29, CEB 10-20-131, Walter McElwain.
It's the siding case.
The siding case, yeah. Which we looked
with the gentleman
at, and that's
with
all
with
he has
the,
to
the
do.
Walker.
So what are you recommending that we do?
Compliance next cutoff.
Okay, compliance next cutoff. All right. Any questions? Chair will entertain a motion to find respondent non-compliance or respondent come into compliance by the next cutoff date, 10-31-18, or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Harrington, a second. Second, Ms. McLean. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. All right, now we're on the next page, page 8, case number 33. This is a Wilfine case, correct? All right. Mr. Reckonzone, CEB 10-18-127, Mark Keeley, who is not here. Mark, please.
Ms. Bissell, I have one thing
to say.
It is wrong, right?
It says 12-14.
It says 12-14.
Oh, yeah, that has to be wrong.
The first notified.
First notified could have been the number this year.
Was it 17?
17. Thank you very much.
Because some of the records are first.
All right, okay. Okay. Good catch.
Yeah, this is the one that we talked about last week, or last month.
No, this is a new case.
This is another new, yeah. Very similar. Sorry. It's the same. Right. Yes.
Yes. Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you as a repeat violation. It was before you as a repeat violation last month. He was notified, he was cited, fined, and the order of fine was sent. And he was fined, I don't remember the amount, $9,250. Since that time, the inspector, and I believe he'll report it probably could go every day, but at least for 9 days, he has photos, and he's verified the presence of the semi so there. And so for 9 times, he's asking for a fine to be imposed for each of those 9 occurrences of $1,000 per occurrence for the amount of $9,000 with the hopes that this respondent will become responsive and removed. Is this coming and going?
I can remember $5,000 fine on him in 2015.
Well, we do assess, something that we weren't doing as much in the past, but we do assess them in terms of determining whether or not we would move forward on foreclosure or take additional actions, and that's something that's a lot more active right now
right.
in the city, so we'll see what happens as these fines are accruing.
Tony, is it still out there or are they moved now?
I have to ask the
These photos are from this morning. The semi that the one with the longer nose is gone. The one that was considered a junk vehicle by law enforcement and was tagged was removed from the property and now put back in the property in the backyard.
Okay.
And as under our land development code, a junk vehicle can't be anywhere on the property,
right.
Even in the backyard, it can't be stored.
We thought about possibly having a tow next time. Then the board authorized you to tow it?
If it was still in the front yard and still accessible by law enforcement, it would be able to be towed, but the law enforcement is not going to go through the gate. And
it's
into the
not front on that other side?
No, it's now behind that truck.
Oh, it's behind the truck.
I'll pull up that photo for you.
What about this vehicle right there?
That the one with the long nose is gone.
Okay.
The other one is...
That one right
that one's gone. The one with the flat nose... is behind the fence, behind the wood.
The reason I'm saying that is because of in Deltona, for example, you have these problems, you just tow it.
One is accessible.
Sheriff's office tows it. Right.
We have a policy for junk vehicles. to be towed if they're accessible.
Okay.
They're not going to go past. They're not going to go past the fence.
Okay.
And there's normally a car parked in the grass in front of it.
Okay.
Which is also a violation.
So at what point will the city start?
Yeah, as I said, it's something that has to be assessed by its.
Excuse me. Hold that frame. You just, okay. Are you saying 10-11? I see the truck there.
No, that's all right. That's our code enforcement board
meeting
dates.
Dates are on the top. The dates are the little numbers on top. Yeah.
See?
Yeah. That we can. Okay.
Once it gets towed one time, it's out of the problem.
Well, that's. I think he's indicating that one of them has been towed, but it's back. Right? That's right. Right?
Yeah.
Good. I did mark it.
Go on.
Yeah.
Go on.
I did go out there after the last meeting. I marked the flat nose one that you see in some of the pictures as a junk vehicle and the silver car.
Okay.
They were since moved. When I went back to tow them, they had been moved.
Okay.
Now, per Mr. Reckonson, and I've been back out there, he has somehow gotten them back in the property. The truck's in the backyard where we no longer have access or the legal authority to go into to get. The silver car, I don't know if it's re-registered or not. I'll have to look at it. But if that still meets the criteria, I'll address that.
Okay.
Thank you.
This photo's from this morning.
All right. So the chair will entertain a motion to impose a fine of $1,000 per day for 9 days, totaling $9,000 for the dates of noncompliance.
Based upon it being a repeat violation.
Based upon it being a repeat violation.
And just so the clarity of per occurrence, so that it's not seen as a per day fine. It's
okay. $1,000 per occurrence. We'll change that to occurrence. There's a such a motion.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Time, second. Second, Ms. McLean. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. Okay, we did 34. We're on 35. CEB 1018-135, Stephen and Suzanne Kaplan. No shows. Okay.
Okay. This is before you for determination of compliance or noncompliance. The inspector's it's Cliff Reckonzone. Mr. Reckonzone reports that the property is in noncompliance. He's had no contact unless something's changed. He has had no contact with the respondent. The property appears to be vacant. He's asking for an exit offer for the property to be brought into compliance. And I attend to Mr. Reckonzone.
I had to post the property for the hearing, and I've received contact this week that he called me this week to tell me that he's working on getting a contractor. When I took the photos yesterday, there was an actual contractor on the roof getting an estimate, but they're still in noncompliance.
Okay. All right. The chair will entertain a motion to find respondent noncompliance and a respondent committed compliance by the next cutoff date. 10/31/2018 will be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Mr. Harrington, motion.
Second.
Second time. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. All right, last case. CEB 010-18-137769 Greenway Realty LLC. Respondent not present. What can you tell us?
This is before you for determination of compliance or noncompliance. The inspector is Cliff Reckonzone. Mr. Reckonzone reports that the property remains in noncompliance. He's asking for, he says that some work has been done. He's asking for next cutoff for the property to be brought into compliance, and I attend to Mr. Reckonzone.
Okay.
All the exterior issues on the property have been put into compliance. The only thing I'm waiting for is the RTL and DT on the property.
Okay, so the weeds are taken care of?
The weeds were cut, yes. That plant was cut down.
Okay.
And the roof the fascia on the roof was repaired.
Okay.
Are they running a business out of this?
It's a rental property.
It's a rental property. Okay.
So they need to do, did they do the screens?
Yes, they fixed the screens.
So they need to just set up an inspection and be done with it.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Chair will entertain a motion to find respondent non-compliance and order the respondent to come into compliance by the next cutoff date, October 31st, 2018, will be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Okay. Motion, Mrs. Hines, is there a second?
No.
Motion, Mrs. House. Yeah. Second, Mrs. Clay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, and opposed. Motion carries. Okay. That's the end of our case load. Anybody have any miscellaneous?
I have some questions.
Go ahead.
When we had that class a long time ago, I could be remembering it incorrectly, but a place that has five units is licensed by a different standard, and that was under by the state. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, Department of Business and Professional Regulations. Okay. I think there was some confusion about the issue of the BTR. They're required to get a BTR. I don't know. He was saying it was a BT, but it's the same thing. They got to get a business tax receipt, but they're not subject to our rental licensing program.
Right. Can we refer them to that?
I'm sorry?
Can we refer them to the state? Because obviously they hadn't been looking at it for a very long time.
We tend to do that. So I don't know if that was done or if the state has approved them or not. But we tend to give the state that notification when it's outside of our jurisdiction. Our jurisdiction ends for rental inspection.
Right.
To four.
But that does not mean we can't find
them. Refer them.
Or that we
the
can't
other,
find them in non-compliance
with code violations
in our code.
Yeah, we still have jurisdiction for all of the code violations.
Go in there and inspect, require them to be inspected by the city.
They're not subject to our rental program.
Right. They're not subject to. Yeah.
But they are still required to have a business tax receipt if they're operating a business, which includes rental.
But it was obvious the state hadn't been there for a long time. I mean,
that's probably true in a lot of places.
But that was a safety issue for that hominid. Long time.
We're going to be on that, and I'm being told that they'll make sure the inspector by Mr. Jessmer, Officer Jessmer, that make sure the inspector be on that. And like that, I just wanted to mention as well. I guess we're in our miscellaneous business.
Yes.
Is that code is now back over under the police department,
right.
And so that's get a lot more involvement and activities on the police department. Sometimes I'm sure we'll probably even have a Captain Lee. It's under Captain Lee, so it's pretty much his primary administrative assignment, and then a lot more involvement from Officer Jeffman as well as we move forward. Also, there's they initiated the CodeStat program. I don't know if we brought this up the last time. I'm thinking I didn't. Maybe we did.
We did.
Okay. And I think we made the suggestion of,
And we didn't go.
Yeah, only because, of course, similar to CompStat, it's public input, and they're talking about things that they have concerns about that ultimately may come before you guys.
I tried to go, but I went to the wrong place. Now, it's out on Main Street out there?
No, out in the same place with the where they were doing the comp. Well, where they do CompStat, which is out at the police department.
The new one.
Yeah.
That's on Main Street.
But as you said, you just kind of.
Maceland?
But as, again, your council recommends that you don't go. I agree with them that it's probably not a good idea because the nature was.
You don't want to excuse yourself from voting in a case because you're prejudiced against the case because you know too much about it.
And all, well, you got a ton of citizens complaining about it, and that's something that affects.
Oh, they're not just statistics they're giving you at that point?
No, they're open forum.
Folks to talk talk about.
Yeah, for those who have been to CompStat, the effort is to be similar to that, which is an open forum. People are asking questions, telling on things that bother them or they're concerned about, asking if anyone's been out to take a look at such and such. And those are things that probably aren't in the best interest for U.S. Those who will be judging or sitting in the position of review subsequent. So I don't go either. Because I don't want anyone asking me and me answering things that I can't.
But I wouldn't mind just seeing the stats, not necessarily.
Which probably you put online. Typically, they have. I know with CompStat, they make those available on a.
Well, then I'll find out if I can. And I don't think there's a problem even if I get a printout and bring it.
Well, I'm not sure about the printout. I know with the CompStat printouts, we try to. They have tactical information. It has a type of information that we prefer not to give it to the public because then it becomes a public record that we got to get everyone. So the written narratives we may not give out, but that will probably be my recommendation. I haven't seen them, so I don't know that answer for sure,
well,
but that's, they probably won't. But
right.
What else they do is they generally have, like, mapped out and what those types
like
of things
where
you're doing it that way.
Violations are what they're
each
working
inspector
on.
Zone and where
but
their
you can get
are.
That online now.
Yeah, with the code.
Yeah.
Okay.
E-Track it
has that. And so that's public already.
Those statistics are online all the time.
Yeah, maybe one time. Yeah, maybe we can take a moment with and let someone kind of familiarize those who aren't familiar with CodeTrack it. You know, on your own, I don't know, again, if Charlie feels that's a good thing for you to go with a code track or not, but, you know, it's public. It's public information.
I mean, I try not to do any of that stuff. Mm-hmm. I try and, you know, just say, don't talk to me about
there's
it.
There's nothing wrong with the state statistics.
Yeah.
You know, going to the meeting, I'm really concerned about it.
Yeah.
If you were at that meeting, you heard what I said that day, or you told me something
exactly.
at the meeting.
Exactly.
Yeah, we can do that at another.
And then you'll have to recuse yourself.
Yeah, I'm thinking, Cliff was just mentioning, you know, if we want to, like, maybe take a 10-minute show, not necessarily that we're here a long time, but maybe another meeting, and he can pull code track up and show you how you can go in code track and see anything you want. And access those things. Because those are public access, everyone can.
I mean, and there's some cases, truly, where if the building's big enough, and it's in your neighborhood, or it's on your way to work. See the building. There's no way you're not.
Yeah. The whole point. And
that's not the issue.
Charlie and I have seen this in case.
Talking about it and anything that's prejudicial. I mean, you can't help but notice some of these violations when you're driving to work or whatever.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, both Charlie and I have seen in the case law that, you know, that's the whole point of a citizen board. I mean, you're going to be familiar with the area. You're going to be familiar with the properties. You know it. You see it.
Right.
The real point is that if it's something that's going to affect
your decision and your fairness, then you
need to point it out
or
make sure it doesn't. So even if you look something up, if you look it up and because you saw that was 30 cases there, if that's going to cause you to take a position without the facts, then don't. But if you really feel it will, then make it known.
Right.
I looked this up. I saw 30 of them. There's no way I can be fair based on what I saw.
Right.
But you even accumulate stuff in your mind because remember fines and people that come up many times.
And in part,
you don't want to put yourself in a position where you're conflicted under any circumstances. I always remind me of the guy up at Lego Beach that was on the code board and he was picketing this strip joint in town.
Right.
It came from the code board.
Right.
Can't do that.
Yeah, you can't do that.
But
I think what she was just saying was a good point. She said even we bring up case and fact, but we are still in the chamber. When
I said that case, that happens. It's also from public record.
Right.
I mean, what you looked up from before in your, we have ruled on, and that's fine.
And it's relevant to the decision that you have to make.
But we're not going out and soliciting information from.
Right.
But that really, having a friend in Jacksonville that was sued by everything, and with the sunshine law, I don't want to touch it with a 10-foot pole outside.
No.
Not even to go by the room. because someone sees you. Mm-hmm. And you'd be surprised, the one that know all of us.
And that's the whole thing about, you know, the most frustrating thing about being on public boards and things is you can't, you don't even feel right even going to lunch with someone because the appearance that you're talking about stuff becomes of issue with, you know, your co-members.
Right.
Not that you're not allowed, but the appearance means maybe you shouldn't.
Happens all over the place.
Yeah, maybe you shouldn't. I didn't say it's not allowed. No, they say it's not allowed, but people presume when it, just because they see you together that you talk about stuff.
Absolutely.
And as trying to say, you probably don't want to deal with it because it can become much more of a headache than you need it to be.
Yeah, and I mean, I find myself sometimes, I'll just, if I'm at a neighborhood meeting, when I do a lot of neighborhood meetings, I just get up and walk out until they were done with the discussion at COVID. Yeah. You know?
I just slither down in my seat.
Something else I just wanted to bring up real quick. Okay. I know everybody needs to go. And it's something else you probably don't want to attend, but we're doing our first code walk on next Wednesday in Cedar Highlands.
Yeah, that's cool.
So see how that turns out.
Good.
And City Island? Is that what
Cedar
you...
Highlands.
Cedar
Highlands.
Cedar Highlands.
Not either. It's off of Jimmy Ann. Jimmy Ann and Clyde Morris.
Yeah. Oh.
But again, that's probably not something you want to go to, but I just wanted to make sure you were aware of it.
All right.
And who goes to that?
That's our first one, which opens to the public.
Citizens.
We're going to walk with the citizens and the code inspector. You're not regular citizens.
Right.
It's a transparency thing for the citizens in the same way with everything else we do, and an opportunity to be able to interact and show that we care.
You tell them what to look for as a citizen?
They're going to walk with the inspectors.
Uh-huh.
And that's, we want the inspectors to point out, because a lot of people don't understand, some things aren't a code violation.
Okay.
They think
right.
it is, and that's why we
exactly.
want the inspectors to go along and say, this is what is, this is what isn't,
right.
and show them
a good
example. That will
give people a much better understanding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what we're going to do.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Meeting adjourned. Thank you.